Merry Christmas. I hope that the Christmas spirit is being fulfilled and that you are possessed by it and entranced to such an extent that you are risen into the blissful light, having been Christed and gone through the miraculous freedom of ego death and soul ascension into the absolute self that is completely free, completely pure, completely transcendent, without Maya, without suffering, without any trace of ego consciousness remaining. Completely united with the Holy Spirit. So we are here to celebrate this holiday that is universal. It is not simply a holiday belonging to a particular church or a particular denomination, because the goal of Christianity, the goal of every Christian, everyone who accepts that name as pertaining to your path in life and to your understanding of reality, the goal of the practice of Christianism is what the great sages of Christianity, the fathers of the church, have called theosis. Theosis is often translated either as divinization or deification. And the Christian's motto is, God has become man so that man becomes God. And the birth of Christ that is celebrated is the celebration of your being Christed. We're not celebrating someone else's attainment of God consciousness, but your own. And this is the goal of every Christian to achieve before the end of this age, so as to become those saints and angels and beings of light who not only bring in the kingdom of heaven, but usher every lost soul back into the luminous sphere of God's abode, so that everyone is saved, everyone, every soul, every being. And they are saved through love. They are saved through your recognition of the divine nature of all that is. Because all that is one, not many. And even if all that is appears in polarities of light and dark, good and evil, all pertain to the same source. Whether they are shining with the light of spirit or with the shadow of that which has forgotten its true nature. All is part of the play, the chiaroscuro of God's ultimate symphony, God's work of art, in which the dark returns to the light in the end, and all is forgiven and all is able to rejoice at the overcoming of the delusional state of the ego. And all of its suffering is realized to never even have been. All of it was a delusion, a dream, a fantasy. No suffering ever actually happened. It's only a thought. And when the mind is cleansed of thought, we are cleansed of karma. We are cleansed of maya. We are cleansed of the mark of the beast that has contaminated the soul with the lower death drive toward density and material false manifestation as something solid rather than something that is pure spirit and cannot be grasped or captured in any world or by any forces other than God. It is this victory over the capture of desire, the capture of the heart by that which is impure and ungodly, that we are being freed of, liberated by Christ consciousness, liberated by the Father, liberated by the Holy Spirit within the heart, so that all suffering is canceled. Canceled for all, not just for some. And so this is our great task, to move beyond the ego's narratives, to let go of everything that the ego has treasured of a special individual existence separate from God, that wants a separate sphere of power and territory and control. And all of that is renounced in favor of the supreme freedom that can only be attained through the total kenosis of consciousness. You can only reach theosis through kenosis. Only through emptying out completely into nothingness will you be filled with the divine glory. It is this trade that God offers to exchange our petty lives for the divine life. And you must ask yourself in your heart, do you accept that offer? Do you accept that offer while the offer is open, while the window of opportunity remains? Do you accept that offer to disappear without a trace as an ego? And manifest as the power of God working through your form with the presence of the will, the Tao, the beauty of the incorporeal. And be free of any attachment to the mortal, to the bestial, to the animal, to the unholy. Free yourself completely from any connection to that which is other than the pure. Immediate presence of God as the Self in every instant. This is our task. This is our yoga. This is our way home, the only way. To escape the hell realm of the ego. And we are in a time now where every ego's imaginary is breaking down. The imaginary cannot hold. The imaginary is the ego's attempt to whitewash, to deny, to stay in its illusion, its comfort zone, its fantasies of what can be attained within the limitations of its attachments. And all of that is being broken through. And so this is a time when real one, the real of trauma, is erupting in the world at every fractal level of appearance. And the only way to cope with real one, the only way you will be able to endure the effects of real one, of the real as evil, as trauma, as the sucking of life energy by the vampiric, the only way to endure will be to abide in real two. In the real of divine love that cannot be captured or overwhelmed. And that real too is only sustainable if the soul is surrendered to real three, to the real of the Supreme Self, which is the only authentic real. And so this is our migration of the locus of consciousness from the material plane of projection to the realm of love and the source of love as the purity of the absolute self beyond all duality, beyond Eros and Thanatos. Beyond all the conflicting drives and incoherences of the ego mind, in that purity of stillness in which alone we receive the truth, the Word of God in its complete accuracy. That provides the key to the continuity of consciousness within the singularity. And so this is the holiday that has been given to humanity to focus upon that attainment and to recognize that it must be attained now before the end of Kali Yuga, when the grace of the presence of God is given in full. And now is the time when that offer is being made for those who have the yearning to receive it. but it is a radical choice of death and rebirth. A death into the unborn, a death into that which never was and that which always is. The end of all stories and the beginning of pure presence. So this is our raison d'être. This is our reason for gathering together to support each other's attainment of the absolute self and to support the silence of an energy field that is free of illusion, free of Maya, free of projection, free of negativity, free of anything but pure love. Pure divine love, which shows up as complete indifference, to the world. Because the love that one has found is transcendent of all worlds, all qualities, all dependence on otherness. The self that dwells wanting nothing from the world because it is complete and whole. It is this that is the mark of those who have chosen to be chosen. And so this is a holiday that is extremely serious, perhaps the most serious possible attitude one could have, and yet completely free of any seriousness, because there is nothing but God. Nothing can go wrong. All is perfect, no matter how it unfolds. The key is to recognize that you are not the character you have been playing in the matrix. That character may continue to exist, but it will not include you within its program, within its complex, within its identity. You will have emptied it out, and it will wither, and it will become reshaped by the archetype of the Divine Presence and morphed into that purity of soul that reflects the beautiful presence of God in every moment, shape-shifting in accord with the inconceivable nature of that absolute intelligence that groks everyone, every being, in its absolute totality, without projection or distortion, but that perceives what is as it is, in its divine wholeness. And therefore, and thereby, gives the gift of recognition that awakens God within all, even within those whose souls may still be asleep. And this achievement, which is only a letting go, only of being present here now in the real, nothing more, nothing less than being in our natural state. This which is so simple, so easy, so immediate, that had once seemed so hard, so impossible. Is given as the gift for all of the efforts that have been made, all of the struggles against the ego's patterns of thought and behavior, all of the willingness to sacrifice, all of our willingness to repair and to overcome and to grow and to develop and to give ourselves to that which is greater than the ego, and to keep moving forward and upward into the real, into the true, into the light, regardless of the ego's and the superego's attacks and belittlements and emotional outbursts and inbursts of symptomatic distortion of the pranic field, all of the ways in which the presence of fear or of death or of the terrors of the unknown, of the paranormal, of the demonic, are overcome through faith and through surrender, through sacrifice, through the self-offering of our being, even to feed the demons out of generosity of spirit, to nourish all with that compassion that sees no differences. This brings the grace of Christ consciousness to awaken in our hearts. May this awakening happen now for all. Namaste. Namaste.